Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 119. I'm Christy, your host, and I'm just glad to be back after the holiday weekend. It's always like my jam, the holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas. That whole season that we're in right now is like, I don't know, it just brings me so much happiness, and I love recreating things for my kids that I loved when I was a kid. So, lots of Christmas decorating for me, lots of decorating the house, like baking cookies and like just Christmas carols and the whole thing. Makes me so, so happy. Anyway, I have just been kind of reflecting on where I've been and then now where I am. And just my progress lately, and it's just been making me, I don't know, feel really proud of myself. I have come from a place of like literal pure judgment nonstop of myself. And when you are unforgiving of yourself, you can't be empathetic for others because you just feel like it just doesn't come natural to do that. When you're like easy on yourself and you can let yourself go and not be perfect all the time, that's really when you can be like your most nurturing and your kindest to other people. And I've been practicing being easier on myself, and it's made me a better mom for sure. It's made me a better friend. It's made me nicer, and it's just made me happier. So that's just one of the practices that I've been noticing, that as things arise and as they come up, instead of judging myself, I just kind of like sit on things. Also, what I noticed was I'm starting to like really pay attention to my intuition. I didn't know I had one for a really long time. And I think I didn't know I had one because I buried it so deep that that it wasn't really surfacing for me. Like when people would be like, oh, I feel it in my gut, I feel it in my gut, I would be like, I don't really know what that means. Like, I don't really know what that means because I didn't have a feeling in my gut about things. But what I realized after learning a lot about the brain, there's like a brain-heart coherence, and there's a nerve called the vagus nerve that's linked from your stomach up to your brain, and that is what people are referring to when they're talking about, like, I feel it in my gut, because there's a literal nerve that runs from your gut to your brain, so when you have ideas and thoughts and feelings, the nerve carries, you know, energy basically up and down. And I never really could, I guess, harness that in what I'm doing little by little. And I think that's why they call it a practice, is I'm practicing being still. And being still is something that I really remember and learned from Oprah. She would say, and this is obviously everybody knows who Oprah is, but Oprah is literally my hero. Like, she has built, you know, an empire of a business. And not only that, it's less about, like, maybe it's less about the business and it's just more about, like, the person she's built herself into. And that's what I strive to do for myself. I mean, obviously, to be like Oprah would be amazing, but I don't want to necessarily be like Oprah. I want to be myself, but I want to be the biggest, most beautiful expression of myself that I possibly can be. I am starting to really like myself for the first time ever because I'm keeping my word to myself, taking care of my body. I am really taking care of myself emotionally. I'm I'm avoiding all the things that I know are not good for me. Like dwelling and worrying on things, which I used to become like very obsessed with, worrying, for instance, or like just really focusing on negative things would be something that they're so sticky on me. Like things would happen and it would just like stay put. And I'm working on the practice essentially of moving those things away. Like they happen and that is life and that it's gonna happen, but I can guide it away from me. It can happen and it can go on. And then I can move forward and find other things to focus on because there are so many other things in life to focus on other than all of the things that are going wrong. I think we as human beings are like programmed and hardwired to focus on the things that are going wrong so we don't let them happen again. But obviously, dwelling on them and worrying about them isn't going to help in any way, shape, or form. It's like a form of self-torture. I was watching something and they were talking about imprisonment, and it was so good because it's essentially the way that we live as human beings. And I've said this before, I just said this recently, but the quality of our lives is in between our two ears. The quality of our lives is the narrative that we tell ourselves over and over again about situations that happen, about who we are, about our self-worth and our value, and it's about our beliefs. I mean, all of these things, they're like the bricks that stack upon one another that build the foundation of our whole lives. And that essentially how we move through the world is our quality of life. Because how we move through the world is how we interpret situations that are happening, if they're good, if they're bad, if they are, it's not necessarily something that we need to judge. We don't need to judge every single event in our lives. Because sometimes it just is, right? Sometimes it just is a thing. And we just simply have to say, we don't need to judge it or label it. We can just say, okay, that happened. Now what's next? And I think that's how we're meant to move through the world in order to live a way more happy existence. I think that's essentially what everybody's like God-given right is just to live in a sense of peace and fulfillment. But we have so much humanness to contend with. We have so many emotions, we have so many thoughts, we have so much to process in any given day, whether it's like, our jobs, whether it's our family, our health, our friends, our lives. Like, we have so much going on all the time that we need to process. Now, I've really simplified my life, I will say. And it's helped because it's helped me get a lot of clarity on myself. Because I own my own business, and it's a small business. I don't need to interface with people all the time. It's actually better for me because it's letting me strengthen and repeat all of the things I know I need to reinforce in myself without the distraction. I do think that, being around people all the time is a major distraction. It doesn't give you the time to sit and marinate and be still and silent. It doesn't give you the time you need to, problem solve in a way that you really need to in order to come to correct purposeful decisions. And that's what I've realized over the past couple of years, is that being alone isn't as scary as I thought it once was. I used to be really scared to be alone. Alone in terms of being single, alone in terms of being physically home alone by myself. Like, it's not something that I like to do, but now I love it. Because, and I specifically love silence, because when I allow the silence to come through, things come through to me, like thoughts and ideas and feelings that I wouldn't have been able to receive if I was around people or in a room. I don't even listen to music anymore. I very rarely listen to music, and that is because I really like the silence. I feel like the silence allows me a moment. And I have a lot of moments, actually, because I get to work in an office and by myself. So I have a lot of moments where I can just sit and be quiet. And when I'm sitting and I'm silent, I feel like it's my time to, like, regenerate. And it's my time to think. And when I'm running on the treadmill in the morning, it's also my time to think and for things to come through me. Ideas. I jot down things, inspirational things, and just all the things that I need to improve myself. Anyway, just curious, and I mentioned this before, but I would love for you guys to kind of reach out, DM me. Some people DM'd me in the past, and I love it, just to chit-chat about, you know, your own realizations, the things that you're learning about yourselves, the things that are strengthening you, or the things that you are overcoming, or maybe you haven't overcome them yet, or you're in the process. Like, I love learning about people and their journeys. So, hope you guys liked the episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And for any first-time listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion, and you can hit in code POD, P-O-D, for a 20% discount. Have a good week, guys.